Thank you so much for joining us on the River City Church podcast. If you're blessed by this message today, we would love to hear from you. Check out our website at rivercitychurch.cc and let us know what God is doing in your life. If you would like to support this ministry financially, click the giving link on our website and choose the best option for you. Thank you again for joining us today. We hope you enjoy the message.
Welcome to the house of God. Anybody glad to be at church on a Wednesday night, man? I'm glad to be at church. Go ahead and turn to your neighbor, tell them this, say you're lucky you got to sit by me tonight. Let them know that. And what a good day, man. Are anybody glad to see the sunshine out there, man? It's like I woke up in a brand new world today, and I'm fired up. And I thought about skipping tonight and playing golf, but then I thought, man, I'm the pastor. I got to go to church, you know? So I'm glad you came. And I think if you came to church on a night like tonight, you really you want something from God, and I believe you're going to get something from the Lord tonight. And I think we're going to do that. So let's do this. I want to go old school for a moment. So if you got a Bible on you, why don't you go ahead and grab your Bible? If you got an iPhone, you could grab it and use it. And I want you to hold it up. Let's make a confession of our faith. I believe this. Does anybody believe that our words are powerful? I just believe that. And so a lot of times I'll have people say scriptures and they look at me after a while like, come on, pastor, quit telling me to say stuff. I'm over it already. And some of you just won't do it. I've been telling you to say stuff for a decade. You still haven't said anything. And I'm all right with that. But I'm going to tell you why I tell you to do that. And the reason I tell you to say things out of your mouth is because life and death are in the power of the tongue. Somebody say amen. The scripture teaches that those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Jesus said things like this, that you're going to have what you say. I believe this. The Bible teaches, James said, that our tongue is a rudder. What you're saying is what begins to shape your spirit, shapes your attitude. It shapes what you think is going to happen to you. And then you develop a belief system, a faith, and then you walk into it. So I've found that negative talking people have negative producing lives. Any of y'all ever notice that? And then that positive talking people, they have positive producing lives because they begin to eat the fruit of their lips. And so let's just make a confession about the Word of God tonight in our life. Everybody say, this is my Bible. If you don't have a Bible, say, this is my neighbor's Bible. That's what you say, all right? Let's say it again. Say, this is my Bible. It is the Word of God. It's a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. I'll hide this word in my heart that I might not sin against God. Faith comes by hearing. Tonight I hear. My faith grows. I'm becoming more like Jesus. The word is washing my mind. The Spirit of God is leading me. And I'm going to a place called the best in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, give God a hand clap if you believe it. I believe it tonight. Amen. I want to entitle tonight's teaching. It'll probably take several Wednesday nights to get through this, but I want to get something to you, and I want to get a bedrock truth to you tonight. And I also believe that some people are going to come out of here tonight with some things broken off of their life. It's going to be some things that have been riding some of your families for generations. That might have been on you when you came in here. It's not going to be on you when you walk out of here. So that's the power of the Word of God. And I want to entitle tonight's message, Blessed or Cursed. Everybody say, blessed or cursed. And I don't know if you believe in a curse or that a curse can really exist. People talk about curses. There are movies about curses. I know if you got into like some different horror movies, you'll see curses that are placed upon people, or maybe a witch doctor talking about a curse. And a lot of that is fantasized and built up a lot in movies and whatnot. And around Halloween, we see stuff like that. But the root of the idea of a curse is a very real, true thing. Now, some of the ways you've seen it presented is kind of from a fantastic angle. But I'm telling you, if you read through the Bible, you'll begin to find out that there's such a thing as a curse that can come upon a person, a family, or a bloodline. And if there is a curse, how many know there also has to be something called a blessing? And I want the blessing. Anybody want the blessing on your life? Man, I'm believing God for the blessing. That's what I want. The Apostle Paul talked about cursed or blessed. And he talks about it in the book of Galatians. If you have your Bible on you tonight, I want you to go ahead and open it up to Galatians. We're going to go to chapter 3. Of all of the New Testament epistles, I really have always loved Galatians. I'm drawn to it. I kind of read it again and again, maybe because it's shorter than Romans. I don't know why I like it. How many of y'all feel good reading the short books? You know, it's like you read like 2 John and 3 John or Philemon, and you feel real good about yourself. But when you open up Leviticus, now, you know, you've tackled a bear there, right? So Galatians chapter 3, and I want to talk to you out of about verse, we'll start reading in about verse 10, all right? And here's what it says, Galatians chapter 3, verse 10. If you're there, go ahead and say, uh-huh, tonight. Here's what it says. It says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the what? What does it say? The curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. All right, here's what the Apostle Paul's talking about. If you look at verse 10, he says, as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Here's what he's saying. Every person that is trying to do good by God and to get even by God by keeping everything that is written in the Bible, anybody that they think that's the whole merit system of heaven, if I'm a good enough little boy, and I do everything that's written in the Word of God, and I follow every jot, every tittle, every letter, right down to a T, then God's blessing is going to come upon me. Anybody that thinks like that, the Bible says, anyone that's under the works of the law, they still have the curse on their life. How many of y'all know none of us can be good enough to fulfill everything that's written in the Old Testament? You ought to watch and see what a struggle it is. For people to keep everything that's written in the Old Testament. It's the Jewish law, the books of the law. And the first five books of the Bible, it's called the Pentateuch or the Torah. It's referred to as the law. There are so many different things that you have to do according to that to be righteous before God. I'll tell you, if you go to Israel, the land of Israel, and you go to an elevator, first time I walked to an elevator in Israel on the Sabbath, there is like an observant Jew elevator. And then some of the hotels have like a Gentile elevator too, all right? And so in the observant Jew elevator, it doesn't operate. You can't push the button where you want to go to on that day on the Sabbath. Because to push the button is to work on the Sabbath. And you're to remember, honor the Lord, and keep the Sabbath holy. So even just pushing a button on an elevator can make you unclean according to the law. How many of you think that sounds like a lot of work? Huh? Now, over here, thank God for the Gentile elevator, right? Because us Gentiles can go where we want to right now on the Sabbath. Come on, somebody. It's the works of the law. Like the rabbis used to teach this. If you were going to travel on the Sabbath, you can't travel by horse, you can't travel by donkey, you can't go on a walking trip. But some of them began to allow people on the Sabbath, the observant Jews, to travel by water. And so some guys in New York began to do things like this. When they had to travel on the Sabbath, they would take a bottle of water and put it under their chair in the car. Because now they're traveling on water, right? You see what I'm saying? How many of you think that's a whole lot of work? See, it's a whole lot of work. You can do everything you can to, in your mind, think, I'm going to be right with God by my good works. But how many know all of our works, the Bible says, they're as filthy rags before the eyes of God. Because none is righteous, no, not one. And somebody had to come to pay the price for all of our sin. And now we don't have to be under the curse of the law anymore because Christ was cursed for us. We weren't good enough, but come on, he was good enough. He was nailed to a tree in our place. And now I no longer have to think about that all the time. Now, how many of you know we want to keep the New Testament? Come on, somebody say amen to that. We want to do what's written in there. And to have a spirit to honor what's in the Bible is a powerful thing. But we're never going to get even like that. And here's what the scripture says, that there's a curse that comes upon people who break the law and have not been redeemed by Christ. Have you ever seen families or seen bloodlines of people? I've noticed it as a pastor throughout the years. I've noticed it just as a human. You ever see some families that just seem like they're blessed as a people? Not perfect. I'm not talking about, there's no perfect family. How many, everybody's got that one weird cousin at least, or that uncle that you don't know about, kind of a deal, right? It's like, don't leave me alone with this person at a family reunion. Somebody please come rescue me in Jesus' name. I know you got that cousin. You may be that cousin if you're not laughing right now, but I'm just saying, we all got that cousin. But there's some people, I see that, and it's like, man, that things work out for those people as a whole. Not that they're without tragedy ever, or I'm not saying that it's all perfect fairy tale, but there's a blessing on their life. Somebody say amen if you've seen that on people before. And then have you ever seen people where it's just like there's a curse on those people? Anybody got any family like that or some extended family? And I've seen it. It's just like right there, these people are cursed people. You ever heard people talk about the Kennedy curse? Right? I mean, there's stuff like that that I don't think you got to live under that if that's been your past. But that can be a very true reality, that the curse has come upon people because they haven't received Christ by faith and had that thing broken off of them yet. Now, I'm telling you, doesn't matter what your background is, doesn't matter what your family fathers did before you, doesn't matter if somebody says, you know, we got some kind of generational curse, you don't have to have that anymore in your bloodline. Your children, they don't have to live under that anymore in your bloodline. Your grandchildren don't have to be touched by that anymore in your bloodline. Come on, you can be free. Your house can be free. The curse can be broken. You can walk out blessed and not cursed. Come on, let's give God a big hand clap. We're going to live in the blessing and not in the curse. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anybody that has a problem with somebody being blessed does not understand gospel. Let me say that again. Anybody that has a problem with someone being blessed does not understand gospel. The whole gospel came to break the curse off of our life and to put the blessing back on us, man. It's restoring to us what was lost in the garden whenever Adam and Eve fell. That's the power of the good news. And so there is a curse. I want to show you where the curse comes into play. We'll do an Old Testament lesson here. Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'll show you the curse of the law that Paul's talking about. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that Christ hath redeemed us. That means bought us back. While you're turning over to Deuteronomy chapter 28, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. You ought to say that. That's the old King James version. I memorized it like, I don't know, 18 years ago. Whenever I was trying to walk out of some of the stuff that was killing me, I started memorizing scripture as much as I could. Now I'm telling you, the more scripture you'll memorize, the less cursed thinking you'll have and the more blessed thinking you'll have. And so when I really start quoting scripture, it comes out in King James 1611 English. I normally don't say Christ hath, you know, but I memorize it like that. But I want to say this to you. Christ hath redeemed you from the curse of the law. Christ has bought you out of the curse. Christ has paid for the curse to be broken off of you. Christ took a beating. He was spat upon. There was a crown of thorns placed upon his head. He was beaten with a cat of nine tails. He was nailed to the tree. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. You were redeemed from the curse of the law because Jesus saw you as valuable enough to buy you back. You don't have to live cursed another day in your life. You don't have to live cursed another minute in your life. You don't have to have that funky thing on you that was on your mama, your daddy, or your grandparents. Christ hath redeemed you from the curse of the law. Everybody say, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. You ought to lift a hand to heaven and say, I thank you, Lord, that you've redeemed me from the curse of the law. Come on, say it one more time. I thank you, Lord, that you've redeemed me from the curse of the law in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to show you everything that you've been redeemed from right here. Now, I'm not even going to read it all because it goes on forever. All right? Deuteronomy chapter 28, you can read verses 1 through 14 later, all right? That's all the good stuff. That's the blessing that comes on from obedience. And there's a ton of blessings right here. It says things, if you heard guys pray, blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be coming in. Blessed shall you be going out. Blessed shall be the produce of your flocks. Blessed shall be the fruit of your field. All of that they're bringing out of the first 14 verses of 28, chapter 28. And that's a great blessing to read over your children. You ought to grab that. You tuck your kids in at night. And they may even squall. My kids get tired of me preaching to them before they go to bed. Anybody else, y'all do that to your children? I'm like, you shut up, I'm preaching to you. You sit there right now. Jesus' name. You act happy about it too. Because their dad's a pastor. Poor kids, they get preached to all the time. And they're like, no, tell me a story about when you're a little boy. I'm like, I won't do it. I'm going to preach all of Deuteronomy to you tonight. You lay there. All right? I'll tell you, your grandparents can tell you nice stories. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to make you. I'm just kidding. I'm carrying on. I'm going to make you like miserable homeschool little Christians. That's what I'm going to do. Nothing against you homeschoolers. We love you too. I'm married to a homeschooler right there. Jesse's all homeschool. All right? But so there's the blessing. First 14 verses. It's getting fun in here now. We're making fun of homeschoolers. Don't you love church? I love church. All right, verse 15. Here's the curses on disobedience. Are you there yet? Curses on disobedience. I actually may homeschool my kids again very soon, all right? Verse 15, I'm digging my way out now. I love you homeschoolers. Please don't write mean emails or write. I think y'all, they're the people that write mean things about me on topics. I think it's the homeschool community. All right, verse 15. Here's what it says. These are the curses on disobedience. These are the things you've been redeemed from. All right, here's the list. It says this, but it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses, if we disobey the law, here's the promise from the Old Testament law. If you disobey God's law, here's the promise. All these curses will come upon you and overtake you. All right, he didn't just say one of them. He said all of these curses will overcome you. It's going to overtake your life. And those people you've seen that it's like, man, it's like their tribe is just a cursed tribe. What happened is this stuff overtook them. Nobody took hold of the redemption that came in Jesus yet and applied it. And a lot of times I'll say this, people come into church and get born again and the curse has been on their life for a long time. And the longer they live in a redeemed culture with the redemed people, little by little, bit by bit, piece by piece, that curse starts to lift. It's broken in Christ already. But how many know just because it's been paid for doesn't mean that we've applied it all to our life or we've let it all fall off of us yet? How many know stuff comes on slow and it might be broken legally, but a lot of times the residue of it, it takes a while to come off. Now, I've watched them come into church and they'll be all messed up, the curse all over their life. And then while they're around in church after a while, little by little, bit by bit, piece by piece, those curse, that residue of that curse starts to lift. And then I've watched them walk away from church too. How many of you have ever seen somebody that used to be with us that is no longer living this kind of lifestyle? Y'all know what I'm talking about? And then I've watched the curse come back on them. And it doesn't always come all at once. They don't even know what's happening to them a lot of times. So little by little, bit by bit, the residue of that curse comes back on their life. Because it's what you gotta live in this thing. You gotta apply it by faith. Come on, the promises won't just happen for you. You gotta contend for the promises. Amen? All right, so here's what it says. Here's some of the curses. Verse 16, it says, cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Verse 18, cursed shall be the fruit of your body. It's talking about your children. The produce of your land. Cursed will be the increase of your cattle, the offspring of your flocks. It's financially. Cursed, but people can have a financial curse on their life. Verse 19, cursed shall you be when you come in. Cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do until you are destroyed, until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doing in which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he's consumed you from the land which you are going to possess. The Lord will strike you with consumption, that's tuberculosis, fever, inflammation, severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, with mildew, and with mildew they shall pursue you until you perish. The heavens which are over you shall be bronze. The earth which is under you will be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out against them one way and flee seven ways before them. And you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses shall be the food for all the birds of the air, the beasts of the earth, and no one shall frighten them away. You'll be struck with boils of Egypt, tumors, with the scab, with the itch. I don't even know what the itch is, but I don't want it. Come on, somebody. Y'all agree with that? How many of y'all want the scab? I don't want the scab or the itch. Somebody say amen to that. All of these are the things that are in the curse of the law. And it goes on. I'm telling you, it goes on to blindness. I'm not going to read it all because, man, I'm going to depress myself reading this today. But I'm telling you, it talks about you'll take a wife and another man will lay with her. Talks about marital infidelity and the curse of the law. It goes on and says, your children will become lower and lower as a people and as a power in their nation. And a foreigner will come to their nation and become higher and higher. If that doesn't sound like China and America right now, I don't know what does, right? So all of that is the curse of the law. But anything you can find, here's the good news, all right? Anything you can find in the curse of the law, every sickness, he goes on, he says, every sickness is included in the curse of the law. So anything I find in the curse of the law, it talks about madness, talks about mental health, talks about sickness, tumors, cancer, the itch, you know, the scab. Anything I can find in the curse of the law, the Bible promises me that I've already been redeemed from, I've been bought back from it. All of those verses of curses, come on somebody, they don't apply to you anymore. That's not your part of the Bible anymore. You've been redeemed from it. That's for somebody who's outside of God's promises, but it's not our house. We ought to rejoice. That is not our house. That's some other address. We've been bought back. The curse is broken. Come on, somebody say the curse is broken. You ought to thank God tonight that the curse is broken. It's failure. Ultimately, the curse of the law is failure. It's what it is. It's everything I touch, it loses. And the blessing of God is like this. Everything I touch, it wins. It does well. It prospers. It goes forward. I'm telling you, you are no longer cursed. You are blessed. Turn back over to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, where we started at. Galatians chapter 3. Here's what it says. It says this, verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. All right, he goes on and says, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Christ hung on the tree that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. How many of you out there would say you're part of the Gentile world? You were raised in the Gentile world. Pretty much all of us, I think, are Gentiles in here. And under the old covenant, the blessed people were the Jewish people, the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those are the people that could access the blessing of God. And there were some Gentiles who also, they called them God-fearing Gentiles. And they recognized that the God of the Jews was the true and living God, and they would go and worship at the temple. But they still only had certain access points to the blessing of God. But now in Jesus, that blessing that was upon Abraham and the Jewish people in the old covenant, it's come upon every Gentile that would believe that Jesus has paid for our sins and broken the curse off of our life. Now we can have the same blessing, the exact same blessing that was on Father Abraham, it can come upon your life. As a matter of fact, if you're in Jesus, I'm going to tell you the exact same blessing that was on Abraham is now on your life. Without a shadow of a doubt, you are blessed just like believing Abraham. The Bible says those that are of faith, they are blessed with believing Abraham. And he goes on and says, here's the proof of it. He says, we can receive the Spirit of God through faith. How many of y'all think receiving the Spirit of God is the greatest blessing a person could ever have? Is anybody out there thankful for the Holy Spirit? Is anybody thankful for the promise of the Father? Come on, somebody. Anybody thankful for the coach, the paraclete, the helper? Come on, we've got water. We've got living water. Come on, somebody say, I have living water on the inside of me. As a matter of fact, the scripture says you have a river flowing on the inside of you. Spirit of God in you just in a little drip. The Spirit of God's in us as a river. Now, I'm telling you that the force of man can never stop a river. A river goes where it wants and it does what it wants. You can bring the greatest architects, you can bring the greatest engineers, the greatest builders. Now, I'm telling you, whenever the river gets ready to tear up everything that man builds, it can always find a way to do it somewhere in the future, can it? How many of y'all saw the Ohio River do some things this last year? We weren't prepared for it, were we? Didn't know what we're up against because man can't stop a river. And I'm telling you, you've received the Spirit of God by faith. And now that you have the Spirit of God by faith, you have an unstoppable force living on the inside of you that wells up as the blessing of God. And wherever that river wants to take you and do in your life, it'll blow down every obstacle that gets in its way because that river has power, that river has authority, that river has victory, that river has a force of faith that'll knock down any wall that gets in the way. I'm telling you, you've received the blessing of Abraham by faith through the Spirit. So now you don't just have to say the curse is broken. You can say I'm blessed. One verse I've quoted for years. It's this. Now though it's later in this Galatians passage. It says now those that are of faith, they are blessed with or they are blessed like believing Abraham. Let me ask you a question out there. Now those that are of faith, they are blessed with or they are blessed like believing Abraham. Now those that are of faith, they are blessed with, or they are blessed like, believing Abraham is blessed. Got a question for you. How many of you are of faith? Now those that are of faith, they are blessed with, or they are blessed like, believing Abraham is blessed. How many of y'all are of faith? If I got you with me now, come on. You can boldly say, I'm blessed like believing Abraham. So now the exact same blessing that came upon Abraham, it's not just Abraham's. I'm telling you, it's mine, it's yours, it's ours, it's the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. We now have that kind of blessing on our life. And some of you are packing a power that you don't even realize you're packing yet. You have a blessing that you haven't even started to operate in yet, simply because nobody's ever told you. I'm telling you, you got a blessing that's uncommon. You got a blessing that's next level. If you could understand what's on the inside of you, what God's placed on the inside of you that he's trying to get out of you so the world can see it. Do you know the whole reason God blessed Abraham? God blessed Abraham of the Jewish people. He blessed Abraham so he could show the world how great he was. Do you know why God's blessed you? Because he wants to show the world how great he is. And he wants to do it through your life. Come on, somebody give God a hand clap tonight. Those that are of faith, they're blessed with believing Abraham. You are blessed. But I'm going to pick up and I'm going to teach on the blessing of Abraham next time we get together on a Wednesday night. Would you stand up on your feet for 1 second? Come on, let's keep giving our God a hand clap. Let's just give our God. Come on, let's thank him for the blessing for a moment. We thank you for the blessing tonight. We thank you for the blessing, King Jesus. We thank you that you blessed us. You blessed us. You redeemed us from the curse of the law.